It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
This is Davin's Den.
All right, we are back. We're going to do some Savage Medicine. Joe, why don't you explain what Savage Medicine is to
what work? Savage Medicine is that it's a collection of medical stories with all sorts of differing effects on it. And basically, the story can be true or it can be false. And it's up to you, the listener, and the people here to find out what the deal is.
How many stories?
We got a bunch, maybe three.
That's not a bunch.
That's a bunch.
That's
okay.
Not a bunch.
A couple longer though. We got crime stories, but we got some stories.
All right.
Welcome to Savage Medicine.
So metal of you, Joe. You're so metal.
Well, it's savage. Actually, Judas Priest is coming to town at the Paramount. I'm going to go try.
All right. Does anybody in the chat room want to play?
Let's see. We've got Joe's girl in there. So
all right. So we got Walt. We got Joe's girl. And we got me that wants to play. I'm sure other people are in there, but they might not want to play. That's fine, too.
Gotcha.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Joe.
Story number one. The longest dump ever verified was produced by an American...
What a hell of an opening sentence.
The longest dump ever verified was produced by an American who produced a staggering turd over a period of 2 hours and 12 minutes, which was officially measured at 12 feet and 2 inches. The offender is banned from 134 washrooms in his state.
I'm going to say that is so obscure and so out there that it's got to be true. 12-foot long turd, and it would just constantly came out for 2.5 hours mm-hmm. straight,
and 12 minutes.
It's so absurd that could happen. That, like, why would somebody think of that? Unless
can you imagine
it actually happened?
Your feet would have to fall asleep. I mean, you wouldn't be able to get up after that.
Hey, you ever read a good article?
Yeah, and that's not for 2 hours and 12 minutes. I can read more quickly than that. All right, I'll be a contrarian. I will say that is false. What's Joe's girl say?
She says it's false.
All right, so me and Joe's girl
say
false.
True.
And you'll say that true.
I'm saying it's true because who the hell would ever think of that story?
Gotcha. Okay, so we're all in. That shit is true.
Of course it is.
Told you.
One for Walt, of course.
Who would think of that story? Like, you would never come up with...
It doesn't seem like that could be real, though. I mean, a 12-foot turd, it seems like there'd be intestines in there. It's too much. I mean, a toilet can't handle that. I mean, it's sticking out of the water. You'd be rotating on the turd like it was a dildo. You'd be riding a turd.
Your toilet would look like a Mr. Softy cone.
Funny.
No, but I mean, I don't see how that's possible. What country was that in?
That is, can you imagine how many stalks of corn was in that?
It was, it's in America.
So, well, you know.
Is that the guy's name or no?
No. Right. He wants to remain anonymous, like the guy in the Cubs.
He's also banned from
Maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was the Cubs guy.
He's banned from Wrigley Field, too.
Yeah. Right.
There was another person who wanted to be anonymous, too, wasn't there?
No.
In one of those stories?
The teacher.
This guy was in Schitt's Creek, but he actually made an island. All right.
Really? Been sitting on that one like a 12-foot turd.
That was the one he was
finish,
waiting for,
so to speak.
Well, he wasn't going to say the joke until we ask him to pick that paper up again.
So you're blaming me.
It's you.
All right. I'm the heel.
A Florida woman lived through a real-life nightmare last month and is now sharing how she came to learn that a cockroach crawled in her ear while she was sleeping.
In her rear?
In her ear.
Her ear. Not her rear.
Ear.
Her ear.
It didn't crawl in her rear.
Her ear.
Her rear.
Her ear.
Her ear or her rear?
Knock him off, Costello.
The lady's ear.
The lady's ear.
That's where I like to be, in the lady's ear. Rear.
Okay. However, one night she woke up after feeling like somebody had placed a chip of ice in her left ear hole.
Rear hole?
Ear hole. But it was something way worse. In an essay published by Self Magazine, Holly said she went into the bathroom and used a cotton swab to investigate. But to her horror, she felt something move. When I pulled the cotton swab out, there were two dark brown skinny pieces stuck to the tip. Moments later, I came to the realization that they were legs. Legs that can only belong to an adventurous palmetto bug exploring my ear canal, she wrote.
Her rear canal?
Ear canal.
Her rear canal.
Holly said her husband confirmed her fears that a roach had crawled into her ear and tried to pull it out with a pair of tweezers, but only managed to get two legs out. They rushed to the local hospital where a doctor administered numbing agent that would also work to kill the bug. As the doctors admitted lidocaine, the roach began to react. Feeling a roach in the throes of death lodged in a very sensitive part of your body is unlike anything I can adequately I can explain. Long day.
Adequately.
Thank you.
Thank you, Porky Pig.
Long fucking day.
That's awful.
You ever see, imagine Porky Pig saying Presbyterian? Ba-beep, 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 Protestant. All right. The doctor...
Don't give him a guest spot.
No. No Protestant jokes on
here.
Somebody
else? No. The doctor removed what he said was the entire cockroach in three pieces, and Holly was given a prescription for antibiotics. 9 days later, she was still experiencing pain. She has said that she told the primary care doctor what had happened, and a physician assistant flushed her ear four times.
Flushed her ear?
Flushed her ear.
Use ear. A bidet?
Ear, no bidet. Ear. You don't use a bidet in an ear. Yeah. They discovered what she thought might be another leg. My physician proceeded to remove the leg and flush my ear again, only to examine it and see even more remnants, Holly wrote. She ended up pulling out six more pieces of the roach's carcass 9 days after the incident took place. Instead of sending her home, the doctor suggested she see a specialist to ensure the entire bug was removed.
Once— How do you not know a fucking bug's removed? Okay. You don't know what a bug looks like?
Joe, this is a very interesting story, but it's true. Because you would have not made this whole thing up with the doctor
saying...
No,
Joe doesn't make these up. They're online.
Oh.
Right.
Go ahead. I'm going to say it's true, but go ahead.
Once I got situated in the fancy chair in his office, the ENT placed some sort of microscope beside my ear. He didn't say much, but he did confirm there was still something in there. Holly wrote, using a tool that looked like a very large scissor, he extracted the entire head, upper torso, more libs, and the antennae.
More libs?
More
libs. What were liberals doing up there? Hillary Clinton was in her ear?
Yeah, well, we thought there might have
her
been
ear?
Trump stuff.
Her ear?
There. No, her ear.
Oh, Hillary was in her ear.
No.
Her rear?
Her rear? Was
no,
Hillary in her
ear? Ear, no.
Bill was in her rear.
Bill was in her rear.
No.
She's got libs in her rear.
No. Holly said
not in that woman's rear.
Holly said
I was not in that woman's
I
rear.
I was not in that woman's ear. Holly told the ENT told Holly told, said that the ENT told her she was the second case he had seen that day. She said she now sleeps with earplugs, and he had an exterminator come back to the house.
Oh my God! You know what? I'm saying true. Number one, because that was entirely too descriptive, that story.
Uh-huh.
It just went on and on and on and on.
You don't have
and
the
number
attention
two,
to bear for that.
I have seen on YouTube a video of her bugs
rear.
Being pulled out of a woman's ear.
Not a rear. Her
that
rear.
With
her
the
ear.
Wax and everything that was in there, ooh. Bugs came out. So
gonna,
I have seen that happen.
I'm going to say something which I've never said before, but I agree
Joe's
with
funny?
No, it's not no. That critical. Okay. But I'm going to agree with Walt.
Okay.
Something I've never said. And what's Joe's girl say?
She says true.
Well, all right, so we got three truths on the board.
Yep, that is true. Yes.
All right, everybody gets a point on that. Now, I've told the story about how I had the bug in my nose. The gypsy moth.
Usually you have a bug up your ass, but not in your nose.
Did you know that... Did you know that the average person swallows 8 spiders a year?
Yeah, but that's only if they ask nicely.
No. That was on a Snapple cap.
So I don't know if I. So I'm a little kid. I'm running.
And you no, remember, you're a grown man. Sorry.
Not much smaller than you are now, but go ahead.
Thank you, Gigantor. You know gypsy moths. You know, like the big brown gypsy moths.
They come by and take your money.
So I'm running. Like the they look like locusts, those things?
No, not cicadas. Like
okay,
they're big. They're like butterflies. But,
go ahead.
You know. So I'm running. The fucking gypsy moth comes up my fucking nose, gets stuck in my nose.
Oh.
I wind up having to spit it out.
Ew, because it went. It took the made
yeah.
a U-turn.
Yeah.
Ew.
Nice.
Ew.
I've had gnats in my ear.
Ew.
You know, have you ever had that? Especially when we're playing ball, it's really fucking annoying in the outfield. Sometimes when we're out there, you get bothered by them.
Yeah, I get bothered, but they don't go in my ear.
Oh, really?
Out my nose and out my ass. No,
funny.
I'm out my ass.
Oh, you don't know that?
No, I know if I'm shitting up bugs. 12 feet of shit, I'm going to look over every inch.
Funny. Hey, I got that right. But go ahead. What's the next story?
You guys playing ball this year?
Supposedly. Well, we haven't yet, but we'd like to.
Oh, yeah, with the weather?
It's supposed to be playing. Yeah.
Weather's
horrible.
Yeah. Our first game was last Tuesday, but I was here.
This is why people in Seattle kill themselves.
I was just saying the other day, it feels like we live in Seattle. It's just, and last year was all rainy, too.
I remember when I was on jury duty, it didn't really start to get nice in 70 till like the third week in May.
Yeah, but who the fuck gives a shit? It's jury duty. You want it to rain.
Yeah, it's true. I don't care less. From the Harvard Medical Journal.
False.
From the Harvard Medical Journal. If you ever had a blood test done at the hospital, you know that doctors need to withdraw a new vial in order to test for each individual disease. A medical team in France, led by Dr. Elizabeth Holmes, have invented the technology to run tests for nearly every illness from a small pinprick of blood. Faced with the task of trying to cut medical costs in France, Dr. Holmes and a team of phlebotomists conducted research for 10 years. Through a process called hemobotulic coating, the blood is taken in the same fashion a diabetic would via needle prick with a drop of blood going on a sensor pad, which is inserted to a handheld computer. A complete diagnostic is then done on the diseases that have been programmed into the computer, because you program it with the computer and it goes on there. Dr. Holmes' company, Theranos, has started to implement these units in a French hospitals in the summer of 2018, and they are waiting for approval from the FDA here in the U.S. and anticipated to be in hospitals here by late 2020.
There was a lot of talking there.
There was a lot of talking.
See, I'm not even thinking about the story. I'm trying to read Joe.
Good. It's an open book.
Just trying to read Joe. That was typed up, whereas that other one was an actual picture of an article. So this one was typed up or copy and pasted.
Look at you looking over his...
But sometimes I'll copy and paste off an article.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, if you know, sometimes you get an article. I notice that when we do show prep, sometimes you get an article and you try to copy it. What was the gist of the story?
They have like a new development for...
When you go to the doctor, you get your blood taken, and they have to take... Have you ever noticed they take all sorts of different vials of blood?
Yes.
Okay? They have a mechanism that runs on, like, a diabetic. If you're a diabetic, you have a meter, and there's a little thing that slides in. This has all sorts of readings for diseases in this unit.
Almost,
and
virtually all diseases? That's what it said, right?
Diseases that you program in to read. Like if you're getting tested for cholesterol, blood sugar, stuff like that, it's programmed into this. And you have a strip that goes into it, and one vial of blood goes on there, and it's able to read all the different diseases.
So what do you say, Davin?
I'm going to say it's false.
I'm going to say, you know what? I'm going to say it's true, because Joe explained it thoroughly from that article.
There is that.
And Joe would not be explaining
but
a fake article.
But Joe sounds smart about a lot of stupid shit.
He would have
shit.
Not had that much to say about a fake article.
No, he does.
That's my second mic position for 8 years.
So I'm going to say that one is true
also.
Yeah,
don't be fooled by Joe sounding intelligent about nonsense.
Hey, listen, I've been right. Go ahead. I'm going to say that's true
as well.
I'm
going to say it's false. What's Joe's girl say?
She says it's true. Okay.
Wait a minute. I should probably listen for her. She's probably working with you on this shit.
All right. So what's your line?
Was she working with you on this?
No.
All right.
He says false.
I say false.
You say false?
I say true.
Okay, true. Joe's girl says true. It is bullshit. As a matter of fact, not even it's a hoax, and Theranos is getting hauled into court because they fucking forged this fucking thing.
I was going to do it because who would do three trues in a row?
Look at that. See, but I told you, Joe can expound on nonsense. Is there any more to break the tie? Because right now, Walt and I are tied at 2.
Yes.
And Joe's girl's got 1. Should we do one more?
One more.
All right.
And I should be 3-0. I was going to say false on that because I didn't think Joe was smart enough to do 3 trues in a row.
But you thought he was smart enough to explain that to you.
He did. You looked right. You fooled me
so
on
that
one.
So you don't think he's smart enough to have 3 truths in a row, but you think he's smart enough to explain science to you.
He did. He explained it pretty good.
I could, well, you know.
I could see that happening.
You think all I got right, in your club? I'm funny. I could do the time. I got in.
He did 25 minutes.
He fools you all the time.
He did. Fooled me like 3 times.
Fooled him again.
You got to stop trusting yourself.
Fooled him again.
I had to close the club just so Joe wouldn't go back.
Yeah.
It was the only way that was going to keep him out.
That was it.
I tell you, when it was used to be over in the kitty thing now, you used to feel
the
like
kiddie
a...
The kitty thing?
You used to feel like a creep walking...
It's like you go to the ball pit.
You go into the bathroom.
That's
to
what put it over the edge.
Yeah. It's like you're waiting for a little kid. That man showed his penis. I'm taking a piss. I'm in the bathroom.
Yeah, anyway. I never had that experience.
Okay.
You didn't have to do it on roller skates.
Yeah, well, hey, you know.
With glow sticks.
Around your neck. Go ahead.
My finest moment. Santa is accused of leading children to eat unhealthy. A 2018...
Are they using you as Santa?
Could be. A 2018 study in the Netherlands has concluded that Santa Claus is a bad influence on children, and he is obese and has bad eating habits. The study states that the time-honored tradition of putting out cookies for Santa is promoting obesity and diabetes. It is recommended that the kids put out healthy snacks for Santa, such as carrots and celery sticks, and parents not use candy as stocking stuffers. Will people take this advice? That remains to be seen, but one wonders if we will be seeing svelte Santa's next holiday season.
True.
I'll say that's true, too.
That's
although,
true.
Although, here's my one thing. I feel like it could be false, because if it was true, Fox News would have fucking covered the shit out of this.
No, but I know
that. War of Christmas.
I know that they put now celery sticks and carrots on the plate.
But don't you feel like Fox News, this is something Fox News would have done on Fox and Friends in the morning?
No.
You don't think so?
No, I love Fox News.
Of course.
There's a lot of people. They double the audience of CNN and triple
There's
the
a lot
audience.
Of people that read comic books either. I wouldn't call them scholars.
I'm going to take out Don Lemon. But anyway.
Joe's girl wondered if Michelle Obama started this.
But it was in the Netherlands.
I know. Actually.
She was going for the joke.
Yes.
Yeah, she was going for the joke.
Okay. I love you. Okay, so.
I'm going to go true.
Okay.
Walt says true.
True.
Okay, Joe's girl says false. Joe's girl is correct. This is false. Bravo, Sierra.
All right. Fucking new Fox News would have come in. God damn it. I knew that's right up Deucey's alley. The fucking nonsense that they talk about the war of Christmas. What are they going to have next? Finn Sands? Oh, the horror. God damn it. We all tied.
We all tied.
And that was a story I whipped up from scratch.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Look at you.
Look at Joe.
Joe going the extra mile. All right, Joe,
as he was driving over here, he was doing it.
Yeah. No, listen, Joe rose to the occasion.
Joe, you come all the way from Long Island for this?
Yeah.
Yeah, we like it when you call it this.
Wow. What was that, about a two-hour drive for you over here?
Two and a half, then two home.
He's got a boatload of credits off this fucking show.
I think what you guys need to do is put a studio halfway between.
Oh, it's worth the trip.
It is.
you make Davin travel half the way. You travel half the way, and then you guys.
Nobody else. I used to travel.
Jersey.
I used to travel out to Long Island. Whoever's got the equipment. That's what it comes down to.
All right.
We used to do it. We used to do it
Anthony's house.
Yeah, fucking drove out there. You know, and we were talking about doing it at Governor's. But
you would go to Governor's and do it.
I met with the man, but I had questions and logic, and he didn't.
Was that
like
Jimmy?
It.
No. Mark?
Yes.
Is that Mark Lund?
Yeah.
I had questions and points, and the man didn't like that. So.
You had what?
I had questions and points. Because he was telling me, he couldn't answer any questions, and he was telling me how when this gets going, SiriusXM is going to buy the whole channel. And I would go, and I said, why would they buy the channel from you when if they could just get the show?
Didn't they do a Trump podcast over there?
No, that's Anthony's. Anthony has it.
No.
Not anymore.
They're
not on Anthony's anymore, Rob. Downey. No, they're done.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They didn't renew it.
I thought they sent out a Facebook thing that said they're trying to find a permanent home for Trump.
Yeah, he's not with the Kumia Network anymore, I don't think.
I don't know.
No, well,
yeah,
whatever.
I'm almost positive, but anyway.
All right. Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions. Run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tao, TAO of Energy, is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tao of Energy LLC.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every meal is not just a visit, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner, and Monday through Saturday, Sunday. Oh, let's try that again. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch, in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. There will be an announcement coming up soon, so please wait for that, and it'll be a great night. And experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more, call them 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best, and you deserve Portobello.
Side Splitting Productions, all your comic needs. SidesplittingProductions.com. Give us a call, 551-404-3094. Great for your restaurant, private party, fundraiser. Well, you got anything you want to promote?
I got nothing.
Where are you going to be?
I will be on Thursday night. I will be at Governor's Comedy Club in Levittown on Thursday night. Go to gubs.com. Then I will be at the Broadway Comedy Club at the 10:15 show in the upstairs room. I will make an announcement on it. I don't have the information on that. Why would I?
This show keeps on sneaking up on you.
Yeah, I know. But I will post that on my Facebook page. Then I will be back at Governor's in the Cabaret Room on Saturday night. And then I will be at McGuire's Comedy Club out in Bohemia on Sunday night. So check that on out.
What I do want to, like we were talking before, I am back working for the town of Chester.
But we didn't say that.
No.
We didn't say what town.
No, I'm working back. I'm working for the town of Chester again. And I'm running the Sugarloaf Performing Arts Center. So we will be opening that again, a 660 seat theater. It's gonna you can do parties in there in the back room that seats 250 people.
Nice.
But we're looking to put some shows on there.
Good.
So that'll
be coming up
soon.
Comedy shows?
There'll be some comedy shows in there.
Vic D. Potato's back, baby.
Vic D. I saw something about Vic D. on Facebook. He's getting hair implants or something.
Okay.
Something's going wrong, and I don't know.
That's nice.
All right, whatever.
That's good for him.
Good for Vic.
Thanks for that update.
Anytime.
All right.
I'll bring you the best news.
Give us something.
It's not portobello mushrooms, but hey, whatever.
Portobello pays for the privilege.
There you go.
Wednesday, May 15th, I'll be in New York at the Greenwich Village Comedy Club on the 7:30 show, located at 99 McDougal Street. And I will be on the 8 o'clock show at Comic Strip Live. Logan, it's been a long time since I've been there, Joe. Located at 1568 2nd Avenue in New York, New York. Again, that's the 8 p.m. show. Been many a year since I've been at the Comic Strip. Looking forward to my return. Friday, May 17th, I'll be in Bergenfield, New Jersey at Tommy Fox's. For tickets, call 201-452-0318. And then Saturday, May 18th, I'll be in Newington, Connecticut at the Annunciation Church. So,
how'd you get that gig?
What do you mean? I got it from a booker.
You were able to enunciate.
No,
enunciation.
I had a fallout last week. I sent a fallout. He goes, "Hey, if you're still open, I got this."
What? Why is it called the Annunciation Church? We can't hear you say Christ. We need to go somewhere else. We'll go to the Annunciation Church.
I'm not saying
they enunciate very well.
I might use that. It's a fine joke.
It's yours.
It's a fine joke.
It's a fine joke. You don't get a lot of enunciation material. You know, I'm in favor of the Annunciation Church. I'm pronunciation, too.
Yeah, the pronunciation.
The booker called him and says, "I need to go."
Yeah, right.
What'd you say?
We need to go somewhere else.
He didn't enunciate.
You are welcome here.
In Connecticut. You get the best gigs, let me tell you.
Well, we can't play
Tommy
next to a bowling
Foxes,
alley anymore.
Tommy
so
Foxes and...
Hey, they fucking pay me, I show them.
That's it, the Annunciation Church.
Your club was next to a fucking bowling alley and a ball pit. Obviously, I'll go anywhere.
That was two different clubs.
I know. That was the same fucking club. It just crossed the street.
Jokers and Jesters.
Same fucking club across the street. That's all it did.
Just so you know, I'm very happy that we're not doing it anymore.
Oh, okay.
Gives me more time.
Okay, but when your gig is next to a fucking ball pit, settle the fuck down. when you got to tell the bowling alley, hey,
go say it to the people down at what's the one over there in Staten Island? That's at the bowling alley.
I don't play that place.
Oh, I don't even know if he's there. I think he's the club's still around, but I don't know if he's at the same location. I'm guessing. I don't think he is.
What's the name of that place?
That was
Looney Bin.
That's still there, right?
I think Victor? He's still doing it, but I don't know if he's at that location.
Yeah, I call Gemini and ask him about that. I haven't talked to him in a while.
Gemini. Hey, puppy. Anyway, all right.
Well, thanks for having me, guys. I enjoy
it. Always fun.
I enjoy
always
it.
Fun.
Always if you need, you know, I'm not putting myself on, but if you need me next week, Pip.
Well, we hope to get Pip back.
Yeah.
She sounds like she might be able to come back.
Yeah. We missed the Pip. We're glad she called in, checked in. She sounds like she's doing well.
Let me know. I got a lot of
You got a lot of free time. We understand.
My game is on. 7:05.
All right. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.